I'm Daniel White III, and you're listening to The Man in the Mirror, episode number 63. Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word." Dr. Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" In keeping with our theme of dealing with the man or woman in the mirror, we are going to continue discussing the building of important biblical character traits in your life. Today we will begin looking at the quality of discernment from the Institute and Basic Life Principles. Have you ever seen cashiers hold money up to the light? They are trained to examine the money and determine whether it is real or fake. In the light, the cashiers can see details on a genuine bill that could not be reproduced on a counterfeit bill. Did you know that God's Word is a light, too? You can learn to distinguish right from wrong by using the light of God's Word, because God's Word is truth. As you study your Bible, your spirit will begin to spot the counterfeit or lie when you see or hear it. Be alert to subtle messages that come through music, entertainment, and conversations. Discuss them as a family. The surest way to grow in discernment is to depend on God's holy word. Read the Bible for yourself. For the Bible says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." Psalm 119:130. The operational definition of discernment is the God-given ability to understand why things happen, or to see things, especially bad things, before they happen. You may be dealing with circumstances in your life or in the world around you that you are trying to understand, you're trying to grapple with and deal with. What is the cause of such a devastating hurricane? Why would a loved one get cancer? Science may explain the happenings of the physical world based on universal laws of nature, but the purposes of God behind those events can only be understood or discerned by His Holy Spirit. God, in His omniscience, has deeper reasons for each circumstance and is working to fulfill His plans. As the Holy Spirit guides you through the study of His Word, you will be able to grasp the deeper things of God, having the mind of Christ, or thinking in accordance with Scripture, is the first requirement for learning discernment. Lacking discernment leads to wrong judgments. Without knowing the facts, an undiscerning person often arrives at incorrect conclusions. Someone who makes rash judgments about others often forms opinions about them based only on others, are often identical to his own, Jesus alluded to this attitude when he spoke about being quick to see a speck in another's eye while overlooking the plank or the beam or the telephone post or the 2x4, if you will, that was in one's own eye. One with an undiscerning spirit is focused more on fault-finding and finger-pointing than on understanding another person's heart or discerning ways to help him. Instead of judging others, look for ways to understand them, pray for them, and help them through whatever they may be facing. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment to be used mightily by you and to save a whole lot of time to be able to see things clearly and to get to the point to where you want us to get to and to keep the main thing, the main thing. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror. Rather, you must look at the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Do you know him? If you do not yet know him as your Lord and Savior, trust him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of sin and because you have never accepted the payment for sin, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul and to change your life, and he will do it, for the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, or Romans 10:9-13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.